Are you perfect?
Okay. Yeah,
so we've got the meeting recording started here. We can go ahead and call this meeting to order. It's just after 2 o'clock. The meeting was previously noticed for 2 o'clock. And for the record, I just want to make sure we get a record of everyone who's participating today. I'm Matt Inst with Snow Jensen and Reese District Council. With me is our administrative assistant, Scott Chapman. And then if each of you would just take a turn, call out your name for the record, that'd be great.
I'm Jeff Gochner with Dakota Pacific Real Estate.
Glenn Gersberg with J. Fisher Companies.
Jason Algaze with Abstract Development.
Bryce Baker, Alpha Development.
Mark Menlove with MKM Development.
Michael Jensen with CLA.
I don't know if I heard Brent, but I believe we also have Brent Malili. You're with us, Brent. Okay, I can't hear Brent.
Did we hear Ross too? Did we hear Ross?
Oh, Ross, did you call your name, Ross?
I did.
Okay.
Good.
I see Brent on, but I can't hear him. We'll just make note for the record that he's showing us online. So, okay, we'll jump into the agenda here. In our consent items, we have approval of the minutes of our prior board meeting, which was held on March 13th. I think those have been circulated to all of you previously. If you have any questions, we can discuss those. And then we also have our standing item to approve any outstanding payment applications. We actually don't have any outstanding applications right now. The last payment application from South Salt Lake came to us about a week ago, and that was processed, and Jeff signed off on that as the chair. So we're all caught up as far as payment requests go. And as I understand it, the city's project is moving along. So any questions about the consent items, the minutes, or any questions about payments? If not, I'd invite a motion from a member of the board.
This is Bryce. So I move that.
Go ahead, Bryce.
I move that we approve the consent agenda items as noted.
And we need a second.
I second.
Okay, that was a motion by Bryce and a second by Jeff. Probably the best way to do this with this large group, I'll just call out your name if you'll just say yay or nay. So Bryce?
Yay.
Jeff?
Yay.
Glenn?
Yay.
Ross?
Yay.
Mark?
Yay.
Jason?
Yay.
Brent?
Yay.
Okay, great. We can hear you now, Brent. So that's unanimous. Thanks, guys. Our main action item for today that we need to take action on is to consider retaining an auditor to do our 2022 audit. We're proposing that we retain Haney and Company to provide those audit services. We're also proposing that we have the PID sign a multi-year contract with the audit company so that we don't necessarily have to come back and reapprove this every year as long as their bill is going to remain the same. Michael, I wanted to give you a second because you actually did the legwork on getting the quotes for the audits. Michael Jensen is on with us. Do you want to address this, Michael, before we ask for some action from the board?
Sure. Thanks, Matt. So, board, we went out. I sent out three requests for quotes because of the way our procurement policy works. So we heard back from Haney and Company Hinton Burdick and Joan Simpkins, and they all came in at about the $8,000 mark. Haney and Company on the others that we use with them were $7,800, $7,900, so actually a little bit less than the rest of them. They've done PIDs for us up here in the northern part of the state, very happy with their work. Matt and I have talked before. We would like to do the longer term, providing that their engagement letter, the cost doesn't go up dramatically. If it does, we would come back to the board, talk it through with you guys on how you wanted to proceed. One of the things, once you get an auditor, they get through the books, they are familiar with it, it usually speeds up the process and should be able to help hold the cost down. So it's our recommendation that we go with Haney and Company. I'm waiting for them to get us an engagement letter that hopefully we can get so the chair can sign, providing you guys give approval to allow the chair to sign it.
And I'll just mention too that the this is an administrative expense that is authorized to be paid from bond funds. So any questions?
Is there a threshold of annual increases that are typical? Is it, you know, 3%, 5% CPI or something that we can approve now that would give latitude to have a multi-year contract if it doesn't increase by X percent? Is that the right way to motion this one, Matt?
Yeah, I'm totally open to that. If you want to provide a bit of a cushion so that we have, you know, some wiggle room in the coming years. It's not a big deal to bring it back to you guys, you know. Obviously, it's a short meeting, but if it saves us a meeting next year, then we're happy to save a meeting. So, if you wanted to propose, you know, a 3 or 5% threshold, that if it's within that, that we can proceed. What we've asked each of the auditors that we're retaining to do is to provide it in their engagement letter that either party can terminate it at any time with notice. So, you know, if there was an issue or if the cost was too high, we would just let them know that we want to, you know, get a new contract and potentially go out for bids again. So, but I like your thinking, Bryce. So I'm open to, if someone would like to make a motion to that effect, I'm open to that. Or if there's any other questions.
I don't know if my fellow board members have any issues with that, but I think that might be an easy way to do it. So I would make a motion that we approve the board chair to sign an engagement letter with an auditor with a provision in their proposal that their increase doesn't happen more than 3% annually on a multi-year basis.
Okay, can we get a second for that?
This is Ross, I'll second.
Okay, thanks Ross. And that was a motion by Bryce for the record. Okay, I'll do a quick roll call. Bryce, yay or nay?
Yay.
Jeff? You were muted, Jeff, but I saw your mouth say yay. So tell me.
Yay.
Okay. Glenn?
Yay.
Ross?
Yay.
Brent?
Yay.
Mark?
Yay.
Jason?
Yay.
And that's unanimous. Thanks, gentlemen. Okay, so that was our only formal action item, but we wanted to take the opportunity while we have the board together to give Michael just a minute to talk about financial statements for end of year 2022. Michael, I'll turn the floor over to you. And Scott, do you have the ability to pull these up on the screen?
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks, Matt. So, board, one of the things that the outside auditors actually look at is whether or not we go through the financial statements with you as a board. So just get used to quarterly and year-end us going through them. So the 22 year-end, they're pretty simple. Just shows the bond amounts coming in, separating them out between the capital projects and really the debt service account. So unless you want me to go through the very specifics, that's basically what the financial statements do for the year end.
So pretty straightforward.
Anyone have any questions? Yeah.
So the only question I had was on the earned interest and just where we're parking excess or surplus funds until they are drawn from the city as a capital project. We have both the capital funds and we have the interest reserve. Where are those being held and what's the interest rate that we're generating from those?
Well, all of the funds are held by UMB, the trustee. And to be honest, I do not know the interest rate off the top of my head. I can find out and get back to you.
Yeah, going back to when the bond funds were initially received by the trustee, when the fund accounts were opened by UMB, they gave several options as to, you know, types of accounts that those funds could be held in. Ross, I don't know if you remember, that may have been something that we had you do, and not to put you on the spot if you don't remember, but.
I do remember some discussion about it, but I don't specifically remember how it was resolved.
So why don't we do this to answer that question? We can reach out to UMB and just ask for a reminder as to what type of account the funds are being held in, what the current interest rate is, and we can get that information out to the board after the fact. That's satisfactory to everybody.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Okay. Works for me.
Yep.
Okay, great. Okay, any other questions about end of year 2022 financials? If not, there was one other item I just wanted to briefly address with the board. It's not on the agenda, but we can discuss it. And that is, I don't know how many of you are aware that Jeff Gochner is moving on to, some would say, greener pastures.
Colder pastures.
And won't be available to serve on the board after the end of June. And so what I've done is I've just asked Jeff if his company would like to propose a replacement to take his place on the board. I think that that's appropriate that we give them the opportunity to nominate someone. But we'll certainly make the board aware of that when we have a name. And then the way that process works is the board members actually have to be appointed by the South Salt Lake City Council, which all of you were appointed by the city council when the PID was created. So we will submit that name along with a bit of information about that person to the South Salt Lake City Council. They'll make the appointment. And then, you know, once that's done, we'll invite that person to join us with all of you in our board meetings. We will need to appoint someone to replace Jeff as the chair at that point as well. We won't worry about that today, but once we have that new board member appointed, we can the next time we convene in a board meeting after that, we can talk about whether we want to reshuffle the officer appointments or just appoint someone new to take Jeff's spot as the chair. So anyway, that's mostly just informational, so everybody's aware of what's happening there. Any questions? Sorry, what was that?
No, just thank you for the information.
No problem. If there's no questions about any of that or any other items that need discussion, I would invite a motion to adjourn the meeting.
This is Ross. Motion to adjourn.
Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Thanks, Ross and Jeff. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate everyone taking a few minutes out today to join us for this. Take care.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Ford. Appreciate it.
See y'all later.
Scott? So I don't know if there's anything we need to talk about there. You'll see I sent an email to Dennis Pay, just letting him know that we think that that payment's already been processed. So we'll see if he comes back with any questions.
Sounds good. One question for you on just approving the engagement for Haney and Company.
And I'll go back and
just look at the recording, but if needed, but is it important for me to say subject to his terms that he suggested in that? Okay.
Yeah, we'll want to make a record of what that motion was. So as far as carrying that out, I think that Michael's kind of been handling that. So I think we'll just let him handle getting that engagement put together. And
yeah, I've been getting them from him.
Perfect.
And that's been working fine. Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah, and let's maybe when we do get it, maybe just let's just take a quick look at it together before we send it to Jeff for signing, just to make sure it matches up with what the board directed. So
what Michael has been doing is he has been sending the engagement out to, I thought he'd been sending it directly to the boards and CCing me.
If that's what he does, that's fine. We can raise a question if we have any concerns at that point, but I'm not, however it gets done, I'm not too concerned about it. So
sounds good. That works.
Thank you.
Yeah. See ya.
Yeah.